Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans. Oh.
Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is our time to catch up in the middle of the week, talk between shows, and really appreciate you tuning in. It is middle of the week here in Portland, Oregon, where I'm located at. It's going to be a sunny, hot day, but not as hot as yesterday. Well, last week, thanks for tuning into the show. We had a great interview where we talked with, we had two great interviews. I shouldn't say just one. We had a follow-up with Eddie Uetta, and then Mike Sampo from the New York City Fire Department talking fire, and that was so much fun, talking about different construction methods and stuff. Real eye-opening for me. Now, this weekend, we've got a great show ahead. No interviews. Dane is feeling better. That's the reason why we had the double interview last week is, we were making sure he was getting COVID tested because he wasn't feeling awesome, and I said, you know, I'm not going to stick in the same building for you until we can make sure you're feeling awesome. And he's back good. No issues there. So he'll be back in this weekend show. Well, I wanted to talk today about something that, I think it's a important subject for homeowners and even some renters, but mostly homeowners that are trying to navigate using social media home improvement groups. All right. Does this make sense? So we have Around the House Nation, which is our group here that we have that's tied in with Around the House with Eric G. That is our closed group for putting projects up and show-related stuff that is moderated. So we can, you know, we can kind of maintain that and make sure that we've got a high level of comments, and we can make sure that everybody plays nice together, and everybody does a great job with that. I'm also an administrator for another group called DIY Home Improvement Projects that my friend Cindy has started years ago over there, and it's a large group as well. And so I'll help over on that group. Well, here's the thing. I wanted to talk today about how to navigate posting and putting up things in these kind of groups, because I see this happen so many times. And the way you ask the question will really kind of determine the answer you get. Great example. I see this all the time. Somebody will post up, I'm going to paint my kitchen white. Show me your pics. There's probably not a more frustrating post for most people out there to see that type of post up there. What I would do is I would completely come from a different angle. I get that you are not inspired by anything out there. But what you can do is post up a couple pictures of your kitchen and turn around and say, hey, I'm thinking about white. What else should I do with this? And ask a more interior design question versus that blind blank post. And you're going to get some more stuff. Now, keep in mind, when you post up on any of these groups, you kind of need to have your hat in hand a little bit, because if you're in the middle of a project and maybe you're learning and you're not doing it right, you're going to have a bunch of different people that are experts or want to be experts are going to be giving you advice. So you need to measure that advice to who you're getting. If you ask questions, on a big group, you could get 300 answers that are completely different. So it's one of those things that you need to be able to weigh through those questions. But that's one of those there that, one thing that I would recommend is, one, if you're posting a question up, talk about, a couple pictures that tell the story. Two, I would almost put your location in, because it matters. You know, if you're dealing with, your gutters in a house in Florida, you might get a different answer than gutters in a house in Arizona. So location does help when you're dealing with a lot of these things on the exterior, because, maybe you're talking about putting some kind of tile down outside and you're in Florida where you don't get a freeze. But if you were in Minneapolis, you've got a whole different subject. So that's, put a location in there as well. But here's what I would do. If you've got a home improvement question that you're going to put up on social media, first, take some really good, clear pictures of it. You know, a couple different angles. What do you got going on? And then you can go through and actually post up a well-thought-out post. These are things that I think that can help you get the correct answer and what you're looking for. And there's other questions that I see get posted up as well, where people take a picture that's not well lit and then go, does this color look not look right? And you're just not specific enough, for instance. And so these are things that you can go through. Make sure you've got good lighting. Maybe you've got somebody with a flashlight sitting there in an area that you're trying to, but make sure your pictures are well lit and you're going to get better answers with it. Now, budgets get tough when you're talking on social media on these different private groups, because what is in, let's see, it's Rapid City, South Dakota. That material costs and labor could be different than Los Angeles. And so these are things that you just need to, again, I would put in your location when you post those things up as well. And then that way, I think you're going to be much better off and get a better answer, because I can promise you that the work here in where I'm located is going to be different than where you are. And I think that is one of those things that can really help get you another correct answer. Location, location, location. Now, here's one thing, too, that I think that would sure help is that when you're posting stuff up, try to do your research and figure out what the technical terms are that you're working with. And maybe spend a few minutes Googling up the questions and stuff like that. You know, and some of the hard questions that I see out there that I think is the last thing I want to touch base with today is this expensive? Well, what is expensive for one person might not be expensive than the other. So maybe you can go up and go, hey, what does it cost to put this up? But to be honest, you need to do the research yourself. Don't be lazy on something you can just Google and find out what, I'm gonna build this. Okay, well, it's not hard to go onto a home center site and figure out what the material costs are. When you ask a group if it's expensive, it's one of those things that you're now saying, you're asking the group to put a personal value to. And so you're better off, hey, can I put this up? Can I put shutters in my house for $1,000? Or those kind of things. And I think it's one of those things that you can really dial in your question a little bit better and get it a little more accurate. And most importantly, you're going to have those answers come back that are going to be much better thought out. And there's a lot of things that can happen in these groups, and I really, really love looking at people's projects on them. And there's a lot of super intelligent, a lot of smart people out there answering in these groups. But just make sure that you've got, a good, well-thought-out question. You've used the right terms. You've got great pictures. And you're going to do pretty good with it. If you're in the middle of building something and you're not a very DIY friendly person, just keep in mind that if you've got something that you're, hey, that's my glass guy outside. He's out there picking up the glass. Sounds like a glass truck getting crashed. It's recycle day here in the neighborhood. Well, here's the thing, you know, just be expected to, no matter what you do, there's going to be somebody that's going to give you a little grief no matter what group you do on social media. If you're in the middle of it, even a contractor is going to get a little grief out there. So somebody's going to pick stuff apart. If you don't want to get your work picked apart, don't put your half-finished projects up and you'll be okay. Unless you're stuck, and then, you know, you just got to go with hat in hand and deal with it and have a little grace. And hopefully the people around you will be good humans as well and take care of you there. All right, everybody. Well, coming up this week on Around the House, we've got a fun show ahead because we're diving into a bunch of different questions on Saturday. So we're going to talk about water filtration. If you're just moving into a house, what can you do with that? And then we're going to dive into a debate on, you know, how offensive is the word master bedroom, master plumber, master electrician? And we're going to talk about that for a few minutes. We're not going to get into politics, but I wanted to talk about where those words came from and how they relate, because there's now a debate of that being removed from multiple listing services and things like that. We're going to talk about online plumbing fixtures. I'm going to talk about pool safety to make sure that when you're building that pool that you're doing it correctly. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about window safety because I want to make sure everybody's squared up on that as well. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Stay cool out there. Have a lot of fun. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. And if you need any questions or home improvement questions, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And you can check out the website there, all the videos that I've done, all the way up into as well the Contact Us, where you can submit your home improvement questions. Have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.